We are in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, the halachas of Bein HaMetzarim. We are up to Sif Ches. We'll be doing Sifim Ches and Tes. Sif Ches, Nashi, women, Dinihigi, who have the custom. The Lo Lemishti Imra, says the Ramah, Pirish, Lesader, Velara, Chachutin, Sholchan, Lokor, Shalbegel, Vumiloshin, Obeshesi, Obeerith. The verb Lemishte is to make Shesi, which is one direction of the weave. So the women that have this minhag of not setting up the weave, mida'ayil av, from the beginning of av, minhaga, that is considered a valid minhag. So what is that? This is based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that since the Evin Shesia that the Aron used to sit on in the Beis HaMikdash, since it is bottle, since the Evin Shesia does not serve us today, therefore, as a remez, we avoid Shesi. We are not involved in the weaving process because Shesi reminds us of Evin Shesia. This, by the way, is the source to the minhag of not making new clothing already from Rosh Chodesh Av, even according to the Mechaber, who holds that washing clothing is permitted up until Shabbos. So this is a minhag. However, spinning wool to make thread is permissible. It's only the weaving that is aser. Says the Ramah now, V'nogin shelo l'kadesh achodesh ad acher Tisha B'Av. The minig is not to do kiddush levona until after Tisha B'Av. Now the Mishnah Berurah sends us back to the halachas of kiddush levona, and there the Ramah talks about it. And the Ramah there says that the minhag is not to do Kiddush Levana on Motsoi Tisha B'Av. The reason there being that you're supposed to be Mekadosh to Levana, you're supposed to do Kiddush Levana B'Simcha, it's Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkina, and Motsoi Tisha B'Av, we're not B'Simcha. Now, there, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the Darkei Moshe said that when Tisha B'Av falls on a Thursday, so then on Thursday night, we don't do Kiddush Levana, we actually wait until Motsoi Shabbos, at a time that we're besimcha. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings that the minhag is to do Kiddush Levana on Motsoi Tisha B'Av with the condition that a person ate and also put on his shoes. Siftes. Yesh no'agim shelo lechol boser v'shelo lishtos yayin b'shabazu. Some have the minhag of not having meat and wine in this entire week. Now, the Mechaber up until this point has more or less gone with the Ikar Adin that we find in the Mishnah and the Gemara. There the halacha is that Basar v'Yayin are only Usar in the Suda HaMafsekes on Erev Tisha B'Av. Here the Mechaber is saying that some have a minig of not having Basar and Yayin in the entire Shavua Shechalba. So that is a Chumrah, and that's why it is only a Minhag. Whereas the Suda HaMafsekes is Ikar Adin. When does Shavua Shechalba start? So the Magen Avram says that it starts from Mariv on Motsoi Shabbos, when the Kohol is davening Mariv, even if someone's in the middle of Shalashudis. Whereas Rov Achron, the Mishnah Berurah, says that it goes by the individual when he davens Mariv, and not when everyone else davens Mariv. Says the Ramah, Umuter b'chometz shel yayin. One is allowed to have wine vinegar. What is the definition of vinegar, says the Mishnah Berurah? Anything that is too sharp for a person to drink it. It is too acidy. The Yeshem Osifin Rosh Chodesh Aratainis, says the Machaber, there are some that already begin on Rosh Chodesh, and that includes Rosh Chodesh itself, that even on Rosh Chodesh not to have meat and wine, and the Mishnah Berurah says that that is the Minag Ashkenaz. The Yeshem Osifin, says the Machaber, Miyud Zayin B'Tamuz. Some already begin this, that they do not have meat and wine for the entire Bein HaMetzarim, beginning with Shavasar B'Tamuz. This is, of course, only during the week, on Shabbos, and this is even on Shabbos Chazon. Even if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, one has meat and wine. Now, what happens if someone made a neder that he was going to keep this minhag? So it's understood that Shabbos wasn't included. The Mishnah Berurah does say that if someone uses the Lashon Harei Olai Shelo Lechol, I accept upon myself not to eat meat from Yudzayin B'Tamuz, so there are some who are machmir and say that without Hataras Nadarim, he included Shabbosis. Further, the Ramah says, U'matzniin merish chodesh v'yelach hasakin shel shchita. from Rosh Chodesh and on, one puts away the Shechit and Ivan. In other words, the minig is not to shecht. The minig Ashkenaz is not to shecht from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Shein shochtin kiyim l'tzorach mitzvah. The only time we shecht is for a mitzvah. Kagon l'chola, for the sake of someone who is ill. Someone who is ill and cannot eat enough milchik stuff and therefore has to eat meat. Other cases of mitzvah, o Shabbos, for Shabbos, o mila v'kayotzebo, or bris mila, as well as a pidyon haben. We'll do shechita also for a pidyon haben. Now, when does one do shechita? So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Really, we do not do shechita until the 10th of Av, unless Tisha B'Av falls on a Thursday, in which case you're allowed to do shechita immediately after Tisha B'Av, and if necessary, already Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, you can do shechita. Not only that, but in a place where non-Jews don't eat meat on Friday, and that used to be their custom. So there's a problem. Jews only did shechita on a day that, if it turns out to be treif, you can sell it to a non-Jew. If you're talking about a place where if you do your shechita on Thursday, no one's going to buy it because the non-Jews didn't eat meat on Friday. So there the Mishnah Berurah was matir even doing shechita before that, in order that you'll be able to have meat for Shabbos.